You can't fight in here. This is the war room.
Let me see your war face. Ah! That's a war face.
How about global thermonuclear war?
You don't scare me. Work on it.
All right, so it's been an interesting half hour. We'll see how long we take this. Pebbles and Boomer are here with me in the studio. We're talking about America. Pebbles doesn't like it anymore. She's not happy with it. She's a self-proclaimed millennial. Boomer, on the other hand, is a little bit more centrist, middle ground. And we're talking about everything from taxes, socialism, and government, and corruption, and all of that. Pebbles, what's the one thing you want everybody to remember about this conversation?
I think it's really important that always are we constantly thinking about other people. And I feel like there's a huge disconnect in America where nobody cares about anybody other than themselves. Mm. And I think that we need to shift that and it needs to change. And I think it needs to start at the top. But nobody from the top wants to change. And, you know, honestly, like, I don't blame the people with a bajillion dollars. Like, listen, if I was Jeff Bezos, I'd be like, get the heck out of here, middle class pebbles from 107.7. You don't know what you're talking about.
But you what know, if we revolt one day?
Listen,
what if the working class revolts?
A lot of people who just want to live a good life at the end of the day, and they can't even do that. And I think that is a huge struggle.
Don't you think, though, just in a basic sense of economics? And I thank you guys for giving me your opinion. I appreciate
thanks for having us.
Yeah, we usually talk about Cardi B and Kanye.
But I'm saying,
so
you realize
that
the Bezos of the world and these other quote unquote one percenters, without them, there would be incredible unemployment in this country.
I don't
there'd
think
be such
if it wasn't
a,
them, it would be somebody else.
They're not a problem. No, I don't feel they're a problem.
Yeah, but you're.
I just think that there's money there. That's all.
Exactly. There's money somewhere, and the people running it aren't.
Again, these people are creating thousands and thousands of jobs.
You're improving. Giving them way too much credit.
No, I agree totally with that.
Exists, and yeah. So therefore bodies need to be in it.
Who
there's
created
no
it?
But again, if it's not him, then it's somebody else. Stop putting the responsibility on an individual.
Yeah, but
you know
making
at the end of the day, money comes from a corporation or it comes from a bank account, not from an individual.
We have to accept the system of capitalism, though. Like, we live in this system, so we have to accept the good and the bad
you
of it.
You understand the other side of this is you want social. Socialism? Is that would that be well, a
that's
better
what I'm
way
saying
to go?
Right now
Let's
about
spell
capitalism.
It out for me. Let me know, and then I can weigh
you
my
want,
options.
You want everybody to be paid essentially the same thing.
No,
you work a certain amount of hours. You get paid the same
there
amount.
There should be a tax cut.
You end up getting. You know, you all live in the same kind
I think
of an
there should
apartment.
Be a base minimum. And I think it should be.
And what is that?
It should be miles above where it is right now. It should keep up with what it should be. I think I read somewhere
and a base
inflation
maximum as well.
And everything like was to keep up all consistently throughout. Yeah. We would all be minimum wage right now. I think it was $33.
Yeah. You could do the same thing, but as a tax bracket, restructure the tax bracket so you have those different levels.
No, but how did
of,
what I'm saying
instead
is
of
like,
just like Lisa?
So what's
five,
a fair? What's a
how
fair
did we
numbers?
Get away
90%?
From the minimum wage?
No, that doesn't make
up.
Sense. No, like, let's sit down and just do the numbers.
What's a,
you know?
Amount. What's for somebody who's created a company like Jeff Bezos, and we'll keep going back to him.
$100 million.
Why would he ever need more than $10 billion?
What difference does it make to you? He's the one that built that company.
But
why are you taking?
Why
it
from are
him?
You standing up for him?
Because he did it.
No,
Teddy
he didn't.
Roosevelt.
If it wasn't him, it would be somebody else.
So
I
they
promise
did
you.
So
but do you know what I mean? So why
fair?
Are we putting it with an individual?
Look at what
what's
Teddy Roosevelt
money should be
did.
Given to everybody who works
what?
Hard for it.
That's communism.
The people
what's,
who work.
What's the tax you want to give on a Bezos? 90%? 95%?
It has nothing to do with the tax for me. It has everything to do with everybody should have a bare minimum.
If he
of,
makes $30 billion.
I think that we should be talking about the middle class and what they should be
oh,
making.
But you're asking them to pay. You're asking the 1% to pay for everybody else. So
the
what is a
there.
Fair number?
The money's there, whether it's in no, Jeff Bezos'
wallet
or...
If you make over $100 billion, I want 1% of that.
Okay, but they already pay 40. Do you want them to pay 90% of their revenue? By your definition... Wait, by your definition... They all have too much money.
Yes.
Right? All right. So if Bezos makes $10 billion a yeah. year, he doesn't need $10 billion in
I
your
agree.
World. So what's fair? 90%? So he'll have $1 billion?
No,
or is
I'm
that
saying
not enough? 95%
I
of his
say
money?
I you reach $10 billion, 98? Everything after that goes back.
He's got to give it all
you
back.
You got a cap. Listen, you get a reward. Congratulations. You reach right. $10 billion. You're now in the club
we
because did. Nobody gives a crap.
We've already done this already.
And all
Teddy
the money
Roosevelt.
Now gets to go to the actual people who, I don't know, help the freaking company grow and continue. continue on.
Teddy did this. He broke
I'm
up.
He, Jeff. I'm
Teddy Roosevelt
company.
Broke up the majorities in this country of the Rockefellers and the Vanderbilts. Like, monopoly law came into play because of him. To be a patriot is not to lie to yourself and say we're perfect. That's
no,
not
no,
patriotism.
No one said it's perfect. And the word patriotism, is it's not really a factor in this particular conversation, I don't think. Patriotism is sort of a different entity completely. But it does tie in because Pebbles doesn't like the country because she's angry at it. So it does take a certain...
I just like to point out our flaws, but I still think we're the best because of our laws and our rights.
Yeah. Listen, nobody likes it when you call your baby ugly. Someone calls your baby ugly. I'm just pointing
fat,
out
man.
Some flaws. Yeah. Listen, and I think we need to address them, and we need to do it in a not like... Ooh, this kind of, you know, we got to talk about it all appropriate. Like, you and I and having this conversation, yeah. I think, really is what America is about.
We need
and
to be
so
honest with
I am prideful and that these sort of conversations yeah. can and should and they do
it
happen.
It comes down to there are two separate sets of sort of ideals. And there's a liberal mindset, which you have. And then there's a more conservative mindset.
I didn't always hold these beliefs,
but it's okay.
Too.
I mean, it's not, I'm not saying liberal used to not be a bad word. But
I don't think
neither do conservative.
Think,
but let me say this. I believe this, and I'd said this before, and I'll just share it with you guys. Liberalism has warped the American mindset. It's created this culture that has, listen, that has somehow made it shameful to be successful. I think there's this whole generation, and you're going to hate this word, but there's a whole generation of parasites.
Why is it shameful to care?
That's not shameful to care.
Because that's
but
how
hold
it's
on.
Interpreted. Because no, us liberals just want to help
no,
all these
liberals
people.
Liberals have, a, you have an idealistic way
we
of
help
looking
people.
At things.
We've lived this.
But
that's
really
the difference.
It's really not realistic. It's impossible.
We're trying to tell you, us millennials, is how different our upbringing in our generation has been.
Yeah.
And we keep getting told, shut up, you're just an idiot. You're just a kid. You're just a millennial. Suck it up. Get tougher. Pull your bootstraps up. We have been. We work just as hard as you guys.
And now we're
millennials.
We're
raised the same way, too. We're Americans. We're all the right. same. We're just born differently. But my experience was coming into the world with the economy collapsing in 2008. I didn't have this world that
but
you guys
had. But you're just
had.
Mad that you're not
I'm
making
not mad
as
about
much
nothing.
Money as somebody else.
No,
and you're
no.
angry that they
I'm not mad about any
of that. Cool with the 10 bill. I'd be like, okay. I got it
right.
because I see what all of these other people are struggling. Moms crying because they can't pay their heating bill. Like, and you want to say that America's the greatest? We literally have people on their knees and who are throwing their hands up to God asking for help. And the fact that everyone's like, well, that's not my problem. It's like, well, that okay. You're not wrong. It's not. But
everyone should be able to eat.
Exactly.
And we
for
keep
you
talking
to say
about,
that that's communism to me is very
does
offensive
eat.
And
the,
that it's
the,
a warped
the
mindset and huh? it's totally irrational.
It's this trickle-down theory I've been hearing my whole life.
Yeah.
Why do we deserve a trickle? Aren't we doing all the damn work? It's your company you own it, but why do we get a trickle? Can I get a cup? Can I get a Dixie cup maybe? Yeah. You guys got the whole ocean and I get a trickle.
And it doesn't even work.
Your generation has demonized success, period.
No,
I disagree
I would,
totally with
I
her
would
on that.
I would agree with you
aspect.
If I wasn't like, oh, a billion. And I even went further than that. I'd be cool with a bill, but I get it. That's not fair, right? I should be able to make more money.
Why not?
10 bill.
Why not?
Because after that, you become disgusting, in my opinion.
Well, that's your that's an
yeah,
opinion.
I mean,
think about it, though. What individual
Elon
need,
Musk.
One
Nobody
person
needs.
Does
you can only
need, exactly.
You can only ski
exactly.
behind
so
one
that,
yacht
and
at a time. But
you're getting
but
behind
matter.
The super billionaire guy
it's
instead
not,
of the mom who's
It's not the individual.
Her
it's not the
individual.
Here's the right way to answer the question. The right way to answer the question is Jeff Bezos should be able to make as much money as he wants. Shame on Jeff Bezos for not helping that lady out.
But shame on the U.S. government who has 10 times the amount of money.
You cannot mandate. No, they really don't. But you can't mandate morality. I mean, the U.S. government's broke with $30 trillion in debt, and we keep
that's
printing
all,
money.
We keep doing it anyway,
yeah,
so why not do it for good
so
things?
That's the
exactly,
road to ruin.
Exactly.
I mean, like, what the
it,
hell?
You might as well help.
The supply of money is not infinite.
Why not?
Because
exactly,
we don't have
we
the
can.
Money.
Well, the
where
old generation laid it out for the millennials,
you
and
can't
we're
keep
just falling in line
this
with what
kind
needs
of money.
To, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's this, the, it maybe
it's
the generation
working,
that raised the millennials
it's not
might
working
want to step
for
into the
us
conversation
the way it
too.
Worked for you guys, and we're just pointing out the differences.
Well, how did it work for you guys?
Graduated 2003. Yeah. I walked into the whole entire economy collapsing by 2008. I had George yeah. Bush. All these jobs and things that were promised you didn't exist.
Yeah.
Housing prices are plummeted. So that's just bad luck on my part, right? But this is the reality of the world I've lived in. The economy just came back, what, in 2016 after 8 years?
Yeah, but you're talking about specific examples of things collapsing. My idea is I'm more principle here. Some of the things you're pointing out are valid. The housing bubble collapsing, the banking crisis.
That's where these feelings come from.
Okay, but they're legitimate gripes. But what I'm getting from the both of you is that those gripes now have turned you completely off. And you want us to go from free market capitalist to socialism, which doesn't work. Where I can make an argument that capitalism is the most moral mechanism for society. You work, you charge what you want to charge for your labor or your product. If someone pays it, that's great. If they don't, you move on to something else. That's morality. That's freedom. That's capitalism.
We got enough money to give that kid food and books, but those programs are... Those are the slugs. The mom's aren't doing anything.
That's not true.
I'm not
that's
saying
not
you
true.
Said that. I'm just using that word as an example.
I have said that over and over again. But I'm talking about the people who are sitting there, and there are a lot of them who are sitting on a stoop today. I'm not talking about the mother.
I don't want to go help those people. They don't. If you don't want to help yourself, you don't deserve it. But there's a lot of people that are willing to work, and they need help. It's just that simple. And it's not me being a liberal wanting to help out these people who are Americans, and they're doing the American dream, and it's not there for them. It's a nightmare now. And that's not fair. And that bothers me as an American.
And I would also add to it, it bothers me that you believe that my mindset is warped.
I think your mindset has been warped.
About that.
It's not an appropriate word. Yeah, well, I don't think for the situation and the fact that I have my own thoughts. Liberal agenda.
Oh, you lit her on fire there.
It's frustrating to me, because you hear this stuff all the time. And it's like, why can't I just be a human being who came up with these thoughts and collections? And I haven't always been a quote-unquote liberal. I was very conservative,
why can't
especially
we be
in
Americans?
My teenage years.
But you've already done the same thing to me, in a sense, by saying that mindset is that I don't care about anybody. When the fact of the matter is, I do care. If you care about yourself, I care about you. If you don't care about yourself, I don't.
But you don't know. You just made a snap judgment because that person happened to be on the street in New London that they don't care about themselves. That was a decision that you made.
I'm saying if you're a 30-year-old man with no physical or mental restrictions, the fact that you're sitting on the stoop
but again,
at 12
you drew
o'clock
a judgment
on a Monday
there.
Bitching that you don't have anything is not my
but
fault.
What if that one opportunity got that guy off
exactly.
the street forever? Like, we
what
have
if he's
to
just
try
waiting
to
for
help
it,
people.
Right. And there's a you're collection of people that we're forgetting about.
What opportunity
about.
Are we going to give him?
It's easier to say it's their fault. Guaranteed, a lot of people are on the streets because it's their fault.
Of course.
But
right.
there's
and
also a lot of people that just ended up there and you're trapped there.
Exactly.
And just need
and we're
one
grouping
chance.
Them all into one lump. And
that's who I
so want to
help.
Unfair.
I want to help the people who want to help themselves and can't. We are leaving those people out to
and
die
in
America.
I don't think that's a warped mindset.
I just want to help those people. I'm not trying to help drug addicts on the street.
Penalizing success. And I don't understand why you want to do that.
I'm limiting success.
She wants it from the rich people. I want it from the money we already have. It's there.
There's
we just have to figure out how to do
it. You can't tell me that $10 billion is not enough. Come on. Like, it's disgusting
for,
after
it's
that.
For what?
It's the system.
And that's the correct word, disgusting. Yeah. If you make more than $10 billion... What the heck?
I mean, Elon Musk has SpaceX.
It's time for you to turn around
and
reflect.
That's a badass company.
Yeah, so when
what are you doing?
That's a good point that he makes. So guys like Bezos and who's the other guy with Tesla?
Well, Elon Musk is the richest guy currently right now.
So these people are creating different products that are changing people's lives. They're going into space. They're entrepreneurs. They're doing things that are miraculous. Look what Musk did. He gave all those servers to Ukraine mm-hmm. on his own dime. He didn't ask for anything. Those are the kind of things that you would now be limiting. You couldn't be able to do that if it was him.
Why?
Because he wouldn't have the money.
I think it's human nature.
No,
look at kingdoms for all
the money.
Of time.
Him. Again, I'm totally separating a company, Tesla, and the name Elon Musk. Tesla most definitely would have the money to help out in that situation. Elon Musk has $10 billion in his bank account, and he can quiet down because I don't give a crap about what he's doing.
Where's the rest? Like, Lee asked the question, which is
the call.
Good,
cool.
Where's that money? So if he's worth, I looked it up yesterday, it's $232 billion. Where's the $222 go?
Now, I believe that would go to the middle class, to the people with poverty, middle class, the people who need it. What do you mean?
But see, that is
healthcare. To
but
start
that
this
is,
healthcare
that
system that's so impossible in America.
But that is socialism, and we have capitalism, and no one in this country would. It's a great idea. I'm not denying. I know your ideals in it. They all make sense, but we can't do that. But we can apply the same logic to a tax code. And that's where you could find new money, or you go in and you relook at the budget and see what's really being wasted and prioritize where that needs to go. Like, people who are working hard are struggling in America. That's sad.
It's super sad as being the greatest country in all of the world.
I know someone with two jobs and they can barely pay their bills.
Four
because
jobs.
They have to take a minimum wage job. And now you can say it's
super
their fault
stressed.
That they didn't go to college and this, that. But that's the reality of their life.
And then that kid can't play softball because mom's got to work 14 jobs. And that was going to be a softball star of 2022.
So
America will never know about it.
I'm not a liberal per se, but I'm in the category. It's always like, oh, you're just looking for handouts. I'm looking for handouts. We work hard, but people are just getting nowhere in life, and they feel like, like I said, it's an American nightmare at this point. If you're living in that situation, I mean, you don't know what that's like. Not saying you, but the people out there, they don't know what it's like to live paycheck to paycheck. Oof. And then realize you're not going to survive the week. And you have children. Imagine living that on a weekly basis. It shouldn't be that way in America.
So you want to take the money from everybody else and give it to those folks who haven't been as successful.
I'm not taking anything from anybody. There's two systems I just created.
Yeah, I don't think there's that the money that's just lingering around like you think. We're so far in debt that
we're spending that every year.
Yeah,
it's
but that doesn't make
budget.
It right. It's a flawed
but,
system.
But to the debt argument, we're still spending the $4 trillion. So it's being spent every time. Why don't we just spend it on things that make sense and fix America?
Debt is like an imaginary boogeyman.
What do you mean it's an imaginary? It's real.
Because when is the deadline going to go and pop off? Like, when is it going to become such a problem? Because
well, right
I thought
now,
that would have been last year, and the year before, and the year before, and the year before.
It's like, think of it like a credit card bill. Right now, we're paying, like, interest only on a credit card bill to keep, like,
yes,
printing
we can.
Money. Keep
we're going to keep going. What do you mean? All the way through Gen Z. All the way.
So,
keep it going.
So
what do you
basically
mean? There's
just
no turning back.
Using a credit card to do all the things, the fancy
everybody
things that you
else
want.
Is? All of the globe, then we're going to keep on doing it too.
I think
yes.
we have you the understand
keep
that.
Keep printing that money. Keep it going.
We don't have
there's
to print
no
nothing.
We're, keep it.
You're kidding me.
We're
right?
capable.
You're messing with me.
We're
right
more
right?
than capable of at least fixing the most important things with the money that we have. We're the richest country in the world. To cry broke is kind of insane.
Yeah, but we're $30 trillion.
But we're the richest. So, like, what's the difference?
What about our rainy day fund here in Connecticut? Why didn't they put that money towards the?
Well, they didn't. They did. They put it towards the unions.
I'm just saying, like, no money that America ever gets goes towards paying down the debt that I know about.
Well, that's right. That's a huge mistake.
But so nothing's going to change.
Well, then,
we're just going to keep doing what
we're
doing.
We're talking about things that are. I get your point in that area. Those things should change. Me being a conservative-minded person, I would pay down the debt. I would have taken money that was excess to go towards the debt. But you're right. You know what the problem is that politicians can't sell that.
Pay it
they
for
can't
debt.
Sell
yeah.
it. In other words, right, if okay. I'm running for office, like I'm running in your district,
mm-hmm.
I can't come to you and say, hey, Pebbles, yeah, by the way, the excess money that I have, we're going to pay down this debt that you don't see and don't have any.
Yeah, because nobody cares.
Because you don't care.
It's the imaginary
picture.
No, it's not imaginary.
It's
but you
does in the big picture, but not
to say,
today.
Hold on. You want me to tell you that I'm gonna build you a park or build you this or build you a community center with that excess money because that's what you want stuff. That's what America wants stuff. That's the problem
that's
with politics.
That's why I pay its taxes.
No, we're exceeding that. You just talked about the debt. We have debt and deficit every year because we spend too much.
It just seems like the problems of the government you keep putting on its people. And in reality, it's the government's problem that it's created this for itself. And I don't know what's been going on for the last 100+ years because I haven't been alive that long.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that I came into a flawed system. And for the government to point its finger at me, a millennial, and say it's my fault.
I don't know if they said it's your fault.
That I need to fix this.
Nobody said it was your fault.
Do I need to fix it?
Nobody said it was your fault.
Yeah, but do I need to fix it?
I don't think anyone's asking you to fix it.
I think most definitely you are. We're trying to come up with solutions. No, I'm going to keep going
you
with
why
the
you
same
hate
system.
The country.
This,
the same system
this
that
right
I was
here.
Given. Yeah. I want to continue
what,
on
what we're doing here
from it.
Is in my root, on a deeper level, the problem with our country. You know, we never mentioned what we are once, our Americans. You're a conservative. Yeah. I'm a liberal. You're a millennial. You're Gen X. You're Gen Z. We've lost sight of that. We are one, and we agree subtly on the fringe
things.
No, but
we don't agree. And by the way, your generation is the king of labels. The mindset of let's just keep spending, we have it, is it's flawed.
That's what I've been given, and it's not my fault that the generation in front of me gave me that as an inheritance.
Who said that? Who's the generation in front of you?
How do we fix the working class? Like, how do we take care of the middle class?
It's a question that
we
people
didn't start
have been
the fire.
Around.
Literally, like we're not the ones at fault here, and you're asking for solutions.
I'm not asking
you
for solutions.
I'm just going to continue taking advantage of the system that everybody else in front of me got to take advantage
of. But what
of.
Is the
Why
solutions?
Would I What I'm saying is I would continue ignoring the debt.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? I would continue on the path that they've, the crappy, easy path that's already been paved for me. Right. And when things get hard, hopefully we'll make the right decision generation.
But the generation that accrued all this debt, it's been since 2008 till now is when it's exploded.
Right.
Right. So it hasn't been like, let's say, the generations prior. And I'm not blaming it on your generation, but it has been the last 14 years since Obama took over. It went from $6 trillion to $30
trillion. But it's not the
people's fault. So they're adding
all
this money.
And it's not our responsibility either to turn it around. Absolutely not.
Well, whose responsibility is it?
The U.S. government.
I think the government
needs to be. But you are the government.
We're not the elected officials of the U.S. government.
We are for sure the people who put the elected officials in.
Of course.
But it goes back to the initial problem where this whole conversation stemmed from, yeah. Which is all the corruption of those in office. And it's never going to change because greed is a natural human innate. It's a thing that is created within us.
So let's look at something. Let's be constructive. What are the things that we agree on? We agree that the government is spending too much money on wasteful programs. Yes. Is that fair?
100%.
I would put my name on that one.
Okay. I would disagree with the fact that we're spending too much on the military, but that's a different philosophy. But I do think that if we were to get in there and figure out a way to trim the fat, then that would be a good thing. That's a good place to start.
Whether it's the military. What I'm saying is if you look around, you may find something that's fat that you can move some things around and everything can still function the way it was by just moving a little bit around here and there.
I get what you're saying. I mean, there are double and triple redundant programs. All right, so we agree on that. What else do we agree on? I think all three of us agree a heavy burden put on the middle class.
And the working class, yeah.
And the working class.
The heaviest weight.
But we haven't been able to agree on how to fix that.
Yes.
Is that? But you want to take the money from the ultra elite. You want to cap on what they want. You want
and
a different.
I
want to reallocate the budget.
A limit too for politicians. I think that is a huge problem. I would love in an ideal world for an quote unquote everyday American person to be able to run for office and have an actual shot at it. But until that changes, all of what we're talking about absolutely has no shot.
And that would
in
be
my
campaign
opinion.
Finance changing. I mean, that's a whole nother conversation, obviously. But I mean, if you have regular funding paid for by taxpayers or something like that, you guarantee no outside sources coming in to influence things. And then people like you or me can just show up and talk at a forum, get elected by our people, and then have the funds equal to your competitor. Because I feel like a lot of our elections is who can buy more signs.
No, that's a valid point. There's too much money in politics. I don't disagree with that at all. But let me go to this. Pebbles, you're an idealist. You believe that everybody should help everybody all the time. Okay, I get that. But this country was founded on an idea of individual liberties and freedoms that no other nation in the history of mankind can ever lay claim to. What our founding fathers created was nothing short of a miracle.
Think that the ideals of men hundreds of years ago have an importance in today, but absolutely is it not that important that everybody makes it out to be. These are men hundreds of years ago who didn't even know what an automobile is.
But I'm saying the freedom,
we're basing our entire society off of this.
The freedom
it's time to
go
to
out. Every citizen in this nation has freedoms that no other country enjoys. Every single person. And the founding fathers wrote these brilliant words. They're endowed by our Creator with a certain unalienable right. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
300 years
okay,
is
but
a
this is the richest country glimmer. In the world. This is the most prosperous nation to
but
ever be.
These
it
ideas
happened
have
because
never happened
of the
before.
Ideas were right. You know,
of course
were they
are.
Yeah, they were right.
I think there needs to be more. They limited themselves incredibly.
That's not the issue. It's in the muck of it. It's the details. It's the nuances of these bills and the way they're structured and how people are left out. And we don't look around for these people. It's money and debt and this and that. And like these are human beings. These are the people, the American people. We're supposed to help them. We're supposed to look out for them. And the ones that don't want help, then we don't need to help
them. You know, this is the most charitable country by far.
Of course.
In the world ever. That's ever been. We give more to charity than anybody
else.
But
we're not the richest?
Perfect.
We are.
So why shouldn't we be the most charitable?
We're the most successful. So by,
that, those things just make sense.
Of course.
What are you talking about? You just made us seem like we were a god. Oh, we donate all the time to all these countries.
Our house
we're
is,
the richest.
Our
we
house
should.
Is nice, course, but it has
but
mold in the base.
That's just not a cut. But that's just something that shouldn't even be said.
You can still be the best and not be the greatest. Like, we can be the greatest and still not be the best. Like, we can be the best and still have issues.
Right.
And just to point those issues out is not a negative thing.
I'm not saying
that. I know you aren't.
I'm not saying that pointing them out. There are issues without question within this system, and we touched on a lot of them.
Yeah.
In the end, after we peel away everything, you're responsible for yourself. If you want to be altruistic and give all of your money to charity, that's up to you. It's not the responsibility of other citizens to make sure that you're okay. It may be morally the right thing to do, but from a government standpoint, it's not. It simply is not. And the system of socialism, to me, doesn't work. I would rather get up in a free country where I can go out and make my way in that world, in that day, without restrictions and government interference. Guys, I can't thank you enough, but I do got to run. I'm completely out of time. Rick Koster will join me next. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Don't drive off the road. We'll be right back.
One morning, I woke up, and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way. And new eyes to see the dawn. Go your way, I'll go mine. Get gone. The sky is clearing and the night is brighter. The sun.